Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, man. Cats back at it tonight.
Hey, Drake caught his second iguana this morning.
Did he? How big? Yay, big?
Yeah.
Listen, he's going to start getting those raptors real soon, dude. Oh, he's going to get them. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, great deals. Doral Kia. Panthers back on the ice tonight, taking on the Carolina Hurricanes, who've lost 3 out of 4. Of course, always want to give the business to the Canes when the Cats can. Continue to push them. I got to tell you, man, you know what kind of took me by surprise? So the Cats were coming into that game. They had lost back-to-back games, shutout style. You know, the Christmas break. Lost to the Canadiens over the weekend 4-0. Then on Monday, take out the Rangers 5-3. And my God, dude, can I just say something? I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know when all goalies age, but this mother bleeping Bob looks fast as ever. I mean, it's really incredible some of the saves he makes. It really is. Like, I'm just, like, even Moeller's, like, marveling at the bro. I was like, look at this kid. I can't believe how he's moving. Side to side, all over the place. Doesn't look like he's missed a beat. And, you know, Maurice will say this, like, you look at his stats and, like, they're not the most outlandish stats in the world. He was a Vezina finalist last year. But it just feels like when they need him to come up with the craziest, most onion saves, there's our boy Bob setting it up and getting the big save. So I just, you know, I just really, it's impressive to see what he's doing. But this Boquist that they brought in this year, Leroy, couple of goals for him. You know, the Cats needed a little bit of an offensive fuse because it was dead in the water the last couple of games. Maybe a Christmas eggnog hangover. I don't really know. Hard to say. Hard to say. But they do get the win over the Rangers. I don't know. And to be honest with you, I'm not one of these guys who's keeping up on everything all the time. But I was taken aback and I was like, wait a minute. What the hell is the Rangers' record? What happened to them? And they have just fallen off of a cliff. So the Cats were all...
Which is even more, what the Cats have done the last 3 years is even more amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm just like looking at this, I'm like, they've lost how many in a row? I mean, the Rangers have completely gone in the toilet. So anyway, the Panthers took care of them. The Hurricanes come in tonight. 7 o'clock is your puck drop. From Amerant Bank Arena.
Hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them either. I'm not a,
the Hurricanes in Tampa.
Yep, yep. So that gets going tonight. 7 o'clock, puck drop from the Cats house. And you can hear that on AM 790 tonight as the Panthers look to keep things rolling. But, man, what a season they're putting together right now. This has been a hell of a title defense.
We've watched this team play like this for 2 years, but have been successful for 3 years. And they have been on more of a run than any other team in South Florida.
By far.
For the last 3 years.
By far. And you,
so you go, you won the President's Cup, you got bounced. Then you go to the finals, and then you win the Stanley Cup.
And no fat cat syndrome from the Cats.
Well, but hold on. You sent somebody to the Yotes last year.
That was mid-playoffs.
What are you talking about?
He needed it.
You what?
He needed it.
Marcos, this dude's a fraud.
I'm not a fraud, dude. Does. What are you talking about?
Really?
I'm not going to let you do that. You spent years disparaging Bobrovsky. Years.
But he was giving up. Wait. I had the numbers to support that.
Ridiculous.
if you have the numbers to support it, okay, you, if a guy has a bad game, you want to send him to the Yotes.
He was just in a little bit of a slump, baby.
A slump because he wasn't scoring?
Yeah.
Or well, because the team was losing?
We talked.
If the team were winning, was winning, you wouldn't be saying, let's send him to the Yotes.
Hold on. It wasn't that the team was not winning. They were in the midst of what could have been the greatest collapse in sports history.
That it's a race to four. They don't say when you got to win four. Yeah,
but you never want somebody to catch up and even it up to get to four.
They won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, they did. The best. Anyway, they'll be back at it tonight, then Friday in Pittsburgh, and then they go on the road for a couple of road games next week in Colorado, and then taking on the Utah Hockey, Dwayne Wade's Utah Hockey Club. Did you know D. Wade had a piece of them?
First of all, I'm never saying that.
What?
Get a name. Get a name.
What do you mean?
This is not soccer.
You're not going to call them the Utah Hockey Club?
Nope. I'm going to call them the Utes.
From the Yotes. So they've gone from
the Yotes to Utes?
Say, we played the two Utes.
Why don't they
what
call
did
them
you say? We're playing the Utah Youths.
I like the Yeti. Why didn't they go with the Yeti?
The Yeti.
See, I thought the Yeti was a cool name.
You can't call yourself the Hockey Club.
Well, because
the Utah Yeti?
Utah Yeti.
But first of all, I would never use a name that's of somebody's company.
You think Yeti? Well, I would
that's
feel like
free advertising.
Wouldn't Yeti want to be on board?
Yeah,
they want to be on board, but the Utes want them to pay some licensing.
Hmm. Fair point.
What if they say we don't have to? You already named your team after us.
Yeah, nice try, dummies.
You couldn't like spell it differently.
And
or...
is there a can you call them the Yeti with a company already called Yeti?
I think so. If you're referring to, if it's not, as long as you're not, I mean, like, what's the thing there? Ice? Like, what's the?
But I'm just saying, like,
yeah, I think so.
Franchise.
Well, you can call them the Yetis.
Yetis, with a Z.
I'm calling them the Utes.
Well, they are. They'll take on the Utes next Wednesday. You can see that on True TV.
Salt Lake Yetis.
I'm not watching hockey on True TV, dude.
What? I'm sorry. You're
saying why are they doing? Why are they doing hockey like they're doing the March Madness?
I don't know, dude.
I got to chase. You got to chase hockey games around. They had games on TNT that caught me off guard. The playoff being on TNT.
I will tell you though, I like the new Panthers just on Channel 9. Well, I guess it's 39 down here, right?
39, yeah.
Yeah.
I think viewership is. We reported it right that it was like. Three times is what it was.
We reported it. I think
we broke the news.
I don't think we broke the news. They sent a press release that saying views were way up.
Len sent me an email directly. Well, so
that's because first of all, was it Bally Sports?
Yeah.
Have 17 different stations.
Yeah, they got nine different
names. And you can go to watch a Panthers game and end up watching a Tampa Bay game.
I watch it through the app. And I the thing that infuriates me is the breaks. Like, just put some break stuff on. Like, I hate when they're just like, we'll be right back. And it's like, like this spa sounds like.
Yeah. DirecTV does that.
I hate that.
DirecTV does that.
Hit me
like
with.
Like, they haven't sold the time, so to say.
Yeah. Yeah. FanDuel. Put anything else on there. Like, just put. They used to have, for Bally, it used to be like a guy skating and dribbling. A guy like slowly skating.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. But now with FanDuel, it's like this spa Himalayan bowl sound where it's like.
I think you're right, dude. Aaron Rodgers loves this channel.
Aaron Rodgers is getting high as a kite to the FanDuel Sports Network breaks. I'm just saying, can you
that'd be a perfect spot for a game show.
Just play saying. Anything. Play the Sprite Miss thing again, because I'm saying, you know, like, I've seen Anta Claus like 900 times.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Play the 900 then first. Anyway, Cats back in action tonight. 7 o'clock, Heat also back in action, taking on the Indiana Pacers. And that gets going 7:30 tonight, 6:15 pre-heat with Solana and Tommy Tighe. Heat coming off a 119. Yep, weird shooting Halliburton. Him and Tyler Hero were AAU teammates together.
Who shoots weirder, him or SGA?
Oh, I think it's him.
I think I think he shoots weirder, and I think SGA moves weirder.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that he shoots from his hip and he's 6'8".
Yeah. But that's certainly going to be a tall time. Oh, need that tonight.
Yeah, need that.
Take a break.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm going to be so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be so mad. You said we're not going back.
We're not going back.
If we go back and I see 5 minutes and it didn't involve three fouls, I'm telling you right now.
You're not saying respectfully anymore?
I'm going to be hot.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Nope. We'll take a break. Apparently a little bit of rumblings. There could be some changes in Dolphins land. Tell you about that coming up next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy.
I went down to Jalen Miro X thing. You know, they hate him. And then somebody said, Miro is a top five quarterback prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And I replied, there's only five.
and one of them's high as a kite. So this made the rounds during the couple days off with
other than you.
I don't like this dude. I gotta be honest with you. I don't.
You did it.
I didn't do anything, and I don't like how you are an instigator. I don't like how you are burning this entire thing up, blowing it up in a situation where I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here. You guys sat here today. You're like, probably because you gambled on it. And you sat here like, thanks for showing up last night, Jimmy. And you think he's tanking. And I don't think that's what he's doing. I think he's just getting his feet wet.
I didn't say that.
Oh, what did you say then? What did you say?
I mean, the line was set at 16, Jimmy. Jesus Christ.
I'm saying this. Everybody says Jimmy's that dude. Pick a dude from another team, right? Most dudes on a team.
He's not most dudes, though. You've watched him for 6 years. Why are you surprised by this?
He's never done this as much as he's done it this year.
Disagree.
He hasn't. Disagree. He hasn't.
Disagree. I think there's more of a spotlight.
He hasn't done the 25 minutes and 5-point thing.
He just got back. He's just, I'm telling you tonight, okay. Big Jimmy Butler game tonight. Big
Jimmy. So here's what you're telling me, that when he wants to, he can just.
I'm just saying he's finding his way, baby. Last night, weird game. You have a Pelicans team.
We don't need Jimmy to find his way.
He's going to find his way.
Okay.
But I'll get back to Jimmy in a little bit. First, somebody's saying there's murmurs about the Dolphins.
Murmurs?
Yeah. It's not quite fodder, and it's not rumblings, and it's not rumors or reports. But according to Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated, he said that there have been at least murmurs of front office shuffling in Indianapolis and Miami.
Made him a murmur.
Those are the murmurs.
That was the murmurs, dude. That the Dolphins and the Colts.
Yeah.
There's been murmurs.
All right.
About of what? Front office shuffling.
I like that.
Could
like
be, that. Could be something.
Could be something.
Could be nothing, because I don't know.
Why would they do that?
I don't know how strong murmurs are. Like, murmurs to me is like, Chris Griffin is a six, but he has been there a while, But perhaps this is the end.
So here's what you think. Let me just put it out there. They're not going to fire Chris Greer, they're going to change his responsibilities.
Ooh. Interestingly,
that's what a murmur is.
That's a murmur.
Or a shakeup.
Ooh. Well, a shakeup. A shakeup would say he's out.
Not necessarily.
You know,
if he's been in an organization that long, what they'll say is they're going to.
So Chris Greer becomes the general manager of F1?
He's still going to be with the Dolphins.
I don't know. I don't know. You don't think that even at the end, like, Stephen Ross is going to be sitting there with Garfinkel, and he goes, again, I'm sitting here, and every guy that I paid is hurt at the end of this. This, he goes, yeah, this Chris Greer, he doesn't...
He's talking to Chris Greer.
You think he's telling him? And he's like, hey.
You think Garfinkel is the guy he's talking to?
Well, I think Garfinkel's like the go-between, you know? Like, you know, Garfinkel...
I think
Garfinkel...
See, I don't know. See, I don't always believe the titles hold those positions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, I mean, Chris Greer's been there a long time.
I know.
So,
I know.
How long has Garfinkel been there?
Less than that,
right?
Because he's built an empire for Stephen Ross, you know, mm-hmm. with the whole sports thing. You know, he's made all the deals. He's a hobnobber. He's a mover and shaker.
All right,
a broker.
I'm just saying he might not be a football guy.
Oh, he's not a football guy. I think he's just like okay, Well, here's what I would say. Well, you know who sits in that booth, right? You know, you got Stephen Ross, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Garfinkel,
mm-hmm.
and then you got Marino. And you think they're all murmuring amongst each other? I'm like, it's time to get rid of this guy.
No. 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 I don't think it...
Just think
see, because it would only work like that if you want the damn job.
Oh, you think so? You think if Dan was making moves, he goes, Dan, what do you think about actually doing it this time?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the powers that be that are sitting in that booth talking to Stephen Ross, right? You don't have a conversation like that with Stephen Ross unless you have an alternative. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you've had somebody there for a long time and you've kind of given him his run, right?
He's been there the longest, though. So
I understand.
That conversation is probably happening with Chris Greer.
He predates Stephen Ross.
That conversation is probably happening with Chris Greer. Maybe they have a good enough relationship where, hey, what are we going to do about this?
But murmurs don't come directly. Murmurs come from the outside. Like, I think I'm going to have a talk with Stephen. You know, I think I'm going to have a talk
outside,
with Chris.
Okay, nobody cares about that.
It's the inside murmurs
that kind of present themselves like bubble guts, but then you got to go make a boo-boo and you don't even realize it.
Somebody's saying, Cap for Life saying, Twitter streets are saying Brandon Shore is the next GM. The Cap guy?
Please, I don't... I'm sorry,
but
Peter Bendix has scarred me. I don't need another Cap guy, dude.
No. I mean, I think... The Dolphins' biggest issue, and I won't say Chris Greer, is that they have taken this offensive line thing lightly.
Mm-hmm.
When you look around the league and see the teams that are being dominant, it's all starting with the offensive and defensive lines. And I think it's okay to build a team around speed and all these things. But again, this time of year, it's the teams that have that dominant offensive line that have success.
Sure.
And it's always been built that way. When you think of Tom Brady, how many of Tom Brady's offensive linemen got paid for whatever reason? Because, hey, they were protecting Tom Brady. That's kind of how this works. You look at Detroit. Holy smokes.
But it wouldn't be too surprising based on Stephen Ross's track record if he did keep McDaniel around and did decide to move. He has done that before, where he's gone, keep coach, don't keep GM, keep GM, don't keep coach.
Yeah, but why does everybody think that one and both of them have to go together? Or leave or stay together? Why do people think that?
People like a clean house, dude.
No, but you... Even if there's a way of determining where the issue is, like it's very easy for me to determine where they can see and figure out if we need to make any changes. Is it the players or the system? Right? They can't run a football in since November hit. They can't run a football since at all in December, and now we're in the new year and you haven't been able to run the football. You've had to rotate more offensive linemen and guys playing out of position at a position that maybe you took a little bit too lightly. Okay, that's not coaching.
Plus, you'd also be in a position where you'd have three. If they finish this week 9-8, like, you're going to fire a coach with three straight winning seasons.
Right. Well, the GM could say the same damn thing.
Yeah, he could. He could. But right. Then,
so, like, if you know, if I had to go to the weaknesses of this team, some people would say that he doesn't think they're tough enough, and that has to do with Mike McDaniel and how he goes about his business. I'm not going to argue that. I don't think it's true, but I'm not going to argue that. But I will say this. With all of the success we're seeing in the league and how teams are doing it, you seem far from that.
I'm also disappointed.
Huh?
I'm also distracted by the guy who just says, seems like throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Is that a saying?
Yes. Expression?
Seems illegal.
It's a ridiculous one, but
well,
but yeah, so we've been talking about this offensive line for 3 years.
Yeah.
No other position have we talked about. We talked about having a big bruise at running back, but they've been running the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're not. And it's all going back to the things we've been talking about for 2 or 3 years. Now, Chris Greer didn't help when he said, don't worry about it. I'm worried about it. Because now you got a whole bunch of guys playing out of position because...
It's not so much Chris Greer. I think with Chris Greer, my biggest thing with him is it's not so much that he seems like he's bad at picking talent. He seems like a really bad, like... planner of contingency
the
plans.
Future.
Yeah, he just like he always seems like he's good at he can plug holes and he can fix things, but like when it comes to hey Chris, this guy's missed this many games of career. Nah, don't worry about it.
You know what Chris Greer is kind of GMing the team the same way. Who's the last GM that from the Jets and in here?
Tannenbaum,
which is. Go spend all the money for the older guys, right? And he did that. You have a left tackle who's amazing when he plays.
Right.
You have a whole bunch of young guys that need development, but you don't have enough veterans around them to kind of swallow them up while they learn. And you got guys playing out of position when there's injuries. Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in. You should have planned for this a little bit better. And all of your money is going to players to where you're always going to have to be cheap on the offensive line. So I don't know if it's a fixable thing unless you start moving money around.
We'll take a break here on the show. Play a little Goosies. No Goosies coming up.
She's trying to brighten up her got a not an all black shirt today, a little brighter.
What are you wearing? A Rolling Stone? What is that? A Rolling Stone?
It's just a Rolling Stone shirt. That's it.
What did you go see the Bob Dylan movie?
What movie?
I did not. Mm. Is it out?
Yeah. Oh, the old love of Bob Dylan movie.
Oh, Bob Dylan. Okay. Bob Dylan.
Have you heard anything about it? Is it good?
I have not heard anything about it. I don't know of anything about it. That was not the movie I saw during the break. I only saw the Nicole Kidman drinking milk out of a saucer.
Very strange.
Movie.
Very strange.
Says a lot.
The Bob Dylan movie, as of right now, 78 on Rotten Tomatoes. 78%.
That's pretty good. I mean, like, singing movies really aren't about the plot, right? Like, you want to just see how good the actor can do the guy. You're like, do the thing.
You want to see, well, if you don't know, like... Think about it, and this is even for me. I know who Bob Dylan is. I don't know how he became such this larger-than-life character, so the movie would probably tell you how.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of artists that, you know, everybody knows. but don't know why.
Nobody really vibes to Bob Dylan these days, though. You know,
old hippies do.
The old loved his movie, though. It was full of people going in there. A lot of Vic Fangio's going in to see the Bob Dylan movie.
Isn't he still alive?
Yeah, I think he's still with us.
Bob Dylan? He's old. Yeah.
That's what I know.
I think he's still with us. Let's see. 5'6".
Okay.
By the way, I see some video of him that we were tagged on.
We were tagged on Twitter.
I feel pretty vindicated. This man is not 5'11". There's no way he's 5'11".
He did seem shorter than 5'11", but 5'6" is crazy. Yeah.
Scataboo?
I think we have a Stallone situation here.
Oh, okay.
Yo, it's like you see him on the go watch him play football. He 5'6".
What do you got for us today, Frog Boy and Goosies? No Goosies.
All right, item number one, the return of the lighter watch. Does that... Okay, sorry, let me just go ahead and get...
Dude, can I just tell you...
What's up?
Some of the crap...
Yep.
...that you, like... So, can I ask you a question?
It's a Rolex. Yeah.
How do you...
You can't even finish that.
How do you hold the cigarette? How do you hold the cigarette and light?
Right this in your mouth. You gotta be right in the
mouth. So you gonna put that fire next to your beard?
Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. If you wanna look cool, Leroy, you gotta do what you gotta do. All the people in the club, they're like, whoa.
Let's do a test on a close set.
What if you light a cigar? You gotta roll the cigar to get it all evenly lit.
Well, you gotta be talented. You gotta be, because then if you start taking off the watch to use it, then it's like, this is stupid. Gotta stay on your wrist.
It's stupid anyway.
Oh, no way, dude. No way. You're distracting me from the list, Leroy. Gosh, with your mumbo jumbo. Zach Sealer.
Oh, snubbed.
Snubbed from the Pro Bowl for sure, but awarded Miami Dolphins MVP by the local media.
Wow.
You got goosies or no goosies from this honor?
I got goosies. I love Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
He's probably my favorite Dolphin. Goosies. He was a monster this season.
Yep.
Proved to everybody that he could do it without Christian Wilkins, even though I love Christian Wilkins. And he's a mammoth of a man. Sneaky handsome. Easy on the eyes. And toughest mother bleeper on the team.
All right.
I got goosies. Dude is he's the real deal. And he goes about his work. What did it say? He put his pack his lunch pail.
Yeah,
every day.
Hard hat guy.
Chops wood.
Yep.
Right.
Allegedly, right.
he's fun dude to watch and root for.
Only one man can take him down, and that's Liam Eichenberg poking him in the eye.
Oh my goodness! Now keep in mind, they put numbers up.
Yep.
His numbers up against everybody else's numbers.
Yep.
That did get voted selected to the Pro Bowl. He has better numbers. And he played two less games.
Yep.
So it's this just a matter of, I don't think people realize how good Zach Sealer is. So good that the team acknowledged it. But I wish that everybody else would acknowledge it because he has had an awesome year. And is deserving of a Pro Bowl.
Is he in one of those situations where they consider him potentially a defensive end, and maybe that's why he didn't get it?
No.
All right. Other than that, I don't understand why.
I know why he didn't get in.
Why is that?
Haters.
Haters.
Haters, dude. Haters. Haters.
The Pro Bowl is kind of like the NBA All-Star game.
Also, Jonnu Smith.
Your numbers could be better, but they go with the familiar names. Like, listen. I love Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward is awesome. Okay? But he don't even play every play. He's not out there. He's old. So, like, yeah. And everybody knows who that is, though. So when you vote for him, yeah. All right.
What do you think of this, Leroy? This is a screenshot sent by Waddle Baby Waddle. Scataboo next to Arch Manning.
Ooh.
That ain't 5'11", dude.
That is not you.
That's 5'11".
I am taller. Hey, I am taller.
Hey. He looks like a hobbit. He looks
small.
Like
he looks small.
He looks sure. Like a Scataboo bobblehead.
Yeah.
That's 5'6", dude. I'm sorry. That's 5'6".
But wait, if you like pull up another picture, like go to Google, pull up pictures, he doesn't look that small.
I'm just telling
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. That ain't 5'11".
Nope, nope.
That is, man, that is, ooh.
Dude, looks like he totes the rock and then makes cookies in a tree.
Or lives under the bridge. <That's>... the Coyote Troll, who lives under the bridge.
Leroy.
Jayfin, you got the goosies for Zach Sealer?
Back. No, I don't have the goosies.
What?
I have goosies galore.
Wow! Oh, what a twist! What a swerve. Galore. She got
a lot of twist.
Yeah. Froggy?
Definitely have the goosies. Love Zach Sealer.
Goosies.
Yep.
Somebody said Scatabo looks like he runs for the Lollipop Guild.
Look at this one.
We welcome you to Lollipop.
I'm glad just everybody's on my side now. You know, everybody was getting mad about
yes, it. Listen. Yes. I'm shocked.
That's rival teams.
But though. Wait. Now that he's 5'6", you still calling him Ingle?
I mean, he looks.
Ingle is a moose.
How big is Ingold?
Like 6'3", 250?
No way, dude.
6'1"?
He's
6'1". I'm listed at 6'1", though. I can't trust anything on the internet anymore.
How big is he?
They got him at 6'1"?
How?
Oh, like weight, 231.
No way.
That's what it says.
So he's 5 pounds heavier than me? No way. He
doesn't. He just said he was a moose.
Leroy, he doesn't block with his weight. He blocks with his heart.
That's right. And this is intangible.
Dude. January 2nd. Gonna kick off the year with a cuss if you keep this up. I'm kidding. That was ridiculous. Block with the heart. Really?
Yeah.
You know, that was very touching.
You need some caboose to block.
Well, Scataboo's got a caboose. He's got a Scataboose.
Scataboot A.
Can we get to the next one, please?
We got him here.
What's number two there, Frog Boy?
Yes, absolutely.
Easy on the eyes.
Number two, The Athletic reports the Spurs, Lakers, and the Miami Heat are most likely the landing spots for De'Aaron Fox.
Wow.
Does that give you goosies?
They said that?
They said The Athletic said that.
It's pretty reputable.
My colleagues.
The Spurs?
Man, could you imagine him going play with Wembanyama?
No, that's not exactly what I was imagining, to be honest with you.
I actually don't want it.
he's like, mm-mm, no.
So De'Aaron Fox is most likely to land...
Yep.
Spurs. Lakers.
Lake Show.
Miami Heat.
Bam's best friend.
Wow. No gooseys. I don't need them. We got tall time.
Tall time.
I'm not trading my tall guys.
Tall time's good.
Well, you mean, you more importantly, you got Tyler.
Because
that's kind of the role he plays.
And Terry, the enforcer. Don't forget that guy.
Oh, yeah. He's back from suspension tonight.
Yes.
Hey, can I just tell you? He went after it quickly.
Quick.
Did you see that Ime Udoka was like, I don't understand why Amen got 2 games. He didn't even throw a punch. Like, you nearly Gronk spiked him into the hardwood.
That really could have gone bad. That really could have gone much worse than it would have. Or than it did.
I mean... Didn't know judo rolls weren't considered dangerous.
This guy tossed him to the ground.
Ime Udoka just looks like he's like violent schmilence.
Not a fan. Not a fan of that guy.
Well, you got the goosies for De'Aaron Fox. Reportedly might be landing with the Heat, Leroy.
No, I'm not playing your stupid game.
Why?
Oh, wow.
It's not my game. If Frogboy came up with it.
This game or the De'Aaron Fox game?
I don't.
Because I love this game.
Comment or... suggest or anything other than that any of these trades that people talk about on the internet. I
no
don't.
No goosies.
But what I do pay attention to is when our guy asks one of the participants a question. And he gives him the side eye.
Oh, that's not fair, dude. I really like. You guys need to stop looking into this so much, okay?
Oh, now you want to. Wait a minute. Where do you think we get this from?
Okay.
Where do you think we get this from? Stop looking into stuff.
I got to check in on my petition I filed. You know,
what?
What petition?
What's the first name there?
Let's see. How many people have signed this? 643 people. I haven't gotten to the tweet yet, but just trying to prepare.
Dude, you.
The time between the rumors and Pat putting out the statement, any conversation between you and Pat or Aiden and Pat about where things stand and what you're feeling on it?
Next.
See? He thought about it. Then he looking at you. You trolling me, bruh.
I would have had to use a dump button if he was on radio.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
So far, 11 people have signed that petition. We're coming for you.
What do I need a petition for? What did I do?
Stop being fraudulent, because if anybody else would have asked that question, and it wasn't you, you would have came in here first thing on the Thursday morning going, could be something, could be nothing.
Good lighting that day, though. Look at that.
It was good lighting.
Is that not accurate? And now you're dismissing it.
I'm not dismissing it. I just don't like the idea of you guys saying I caused the riff. I definitely think it's something. I definitely think it's something, but I don't like. Well, I mean, I just wanted to.
You've asked two very viral questions.
Mm-hmm. Not fair, though. The questions have nothing to do with the answers.
That's why Heat Nation is saying.
How do you think of that?
Well, one, he didn't answer. So, like, are you saying that his non-answer is more of an answer?
Did that face need to answer?
That said it all. Look.
That said it all.
Look at this. All these eyes.
I have been getting a lot of side eye. I realize.
Every time you ask a question, they give you the stink.
Okay, so what are you...
You think it's them? No, I'm going to say the one constant.
Common denominator.
So let me get this straight. You guys are basically saying I've worn out my welcome.
I'd take a couple games off if I were you, dude.
No more dominoes with Bam at Media Day.
Come back during a win streak if possible. You know, we won 4 out of 5. We're on the way. Yikes, dude. Common denominator.
You don't think nothing. Now, mysteriously, it's nothing. You have never said these words. Not a big deal. You have never, ever said these words. We come in here to start talking about this today. Now, all of a sudden, it's not that big of a deal. Now, all of a sudden, it's the first time since I've known you said not a big deal. The first time.
I'm not saying it's not a big deal. What I'm saying is it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask the question?
Wasn't answered. So I don't know what to
do. Did you get the side eye?
I got a load of side.
Were other people frosty that day too? Like maybe
no.
The day they oh just okay.
No.
Tried to.
But he wasn't frosty. He was in a very good mood. That was the only like the rest of the questions, he was very pleasant.
Here's Tobin's questions, okay? Pat Riley. He's talking to Pat Riley. Hey, Pat. You know, Jimmy said last year, what do you think about that? Right? Then he gets this answer. Hey, Jimmy. Have you talked to Pat? And what is it?
Have you talked to Pat?
Yes. The same.
You don't think that's an important thing?
The same types of questions that get people to either blow up, give you side eye, or say something that
you don't think that's an important thing to know? Hey, have you guys talked about this?
No.
Why not? That's kind of important.
Mind your own business.
What do you mean, dude?
Mind your own business.
This is ridiculous. He was in a very good mood the entire time. It was literally the only thing he wouldn't answer. He was jovial, I would even say.
It took one person to change that good mood.
It takes you.
You. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. Who knows? I don't. But right now I'm here, so I'm going to make the most of it, and I am going to compete, and I am going to win. And that's all that I got. It's just it's a lot of talk, and it is a lot of noise, which I'm cool with. It doesn't bother me at all. The traded, the not, you know, I love that. I thrive in that. But it keeps all y'all wondering. It does. It keeps the world wondering to where y'all got to keep coming back and asking me about something. So I like it. It's good to be talked about. Even better to be wanted, though. Remember that.
Look at all that interaction.
It was a fun time.
All you got was this.
And then the old question mooch or mush comes over and kills the mood. Everybody just turned around and walked away. No, all the basketball stopped dribbling. Everybody just went to go eat snacks. Just left. Like, it got quiet. Next. It say interview's over now. Then the PR person comes in and say, okay, that's good. Like, you getting everything.
Baby Blues helped out this situation.
It's not fair.
Like, why do you do that?
I didn't do anything.
Really? The basketball stopped bouncing. You got side eye. The guy was.
You definitely did something if you got that reaction. Yeah.
Clock, 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 clock